This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. The Times Union is reporting a substitute teacher employed by the Taconic Hills Central School District was arrested April 8th for allegedly having a months-long sexual relationship with a person under the age of 17, according to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office. Christopher MacArthur, 23, of Claverick, was charged with committing a criminal sexual act in the third degree, a felony. One of the district school resource officers contacted the sheriff's office after learning that MacArthur was allegedly having a relationship with a person younger than 17. An investigation revealed that MacArthur had been involved in a sexual relationship with the person for several months. The sheriff's office confirmed that MacArthur is employed by the district as a substitute teacher and as a varsity volleyball coach. MacArthur was arraigned at Claverick Town Court and released on his own recognizance. He's scheduled to return to court on May 21st. Anyone with information concerning the allegations is asked to contact Senior Investigator Mark Dunspaugh at 518-828-3344. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman is reporting the State Department of Environmental Conservation on April 8th announced the temporary closure of the Devil's Tombstone Campground and Day Use Area in Hunter. The area will be inaccessible during the 2019 season to allow for upgrades to the facility, according to a press release. Construction will be ongoing and signs will be posted throughout the facility to alert visitors about the closure. The DEC will announce the reopening once construction is complete. Devil's Tombstone is one of the oldest and most popular campgrounds in the Catskill Forest Preserve, according to the department. Information about camping in New York can be obtained by calling 518-457-2500 or by going online to www.dec.ny.gov. The DEC recommends several nearby state campgrounds that can be used during the Devil's Tombstone closure, including Kenneth L. Wilson in Mount Tremper, North South Lake in Haines Falls, and Woodland Valley in Phoenicia. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat. The Zone 14 Police and Law Enforcement Academy held its 2019 graduation ceremony at Columbia Green Community College on April 6th. A total of 10 police officers from 10 different departments completed their training, including officers from the sheriff's offices in Columbia, Green, and Rensselaer counties, as well as from police departments in Athens, Cairo, Greenport, Philmont, and Pine Plains. 4 class awards were given, including the Top Gun Award for Proficiency in Firearms to Michael A. Beliveau of Pine Plains. The Physical Training Award and the Highest Academic Average went to Cody D. Williams of Philmont, and Jessica L. Mossolf with the Columbia County Sheriff's Office was named Overall Outstanding Recruit. The Academy is sponsored by the Columbia County and Greene County Sheriff's Offices and Columbia Green Community College. It is fully accredited by the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services. Read the full press release at 985thecat.iheart.com. And MidHudsonNews.com is reporting European carrier Norwegian Air has leased a large aircraft to bring travelers from New York Stewart International Airport and Ireland. The airline was providing direct nonstop travel aboard a fleet of Boeing 737 MAX jets. When those planes were grounded following 2 fatal crashes, the airline began using the Boeing 787 Dreamliner jet. When transporting passengers from Providence, Rhode Island to Stewart by bus and then by air to Ireland, there was insufficient seating for passengers. Norwegian has now leased an Airbus A330-300, and the aircraft started its Stewart to Dublin flights last week. Norwegian Air spokesman Anders Lindstrom said the larger plane carries 388 passengers, allowing the carrier to accommodate its customers during the temporary grounding of the Boeing 737-AX. The Airbus and its crew have been signed on through June 30th. You can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.